Chapter 4. The Valakilyas, whose passions were subdued, approached him full of amazement and said, "O saint, we bow before thee. Teach, O venerable sir, for thou art the way, and there is no other for us. What process is there for the elemental self by which, after leaving this identity with the elemental body, he obtains union with the true supreme self?" Prajapati Kratu said to them, "It has been said elsewhere. Like the waves in large rivers, that which has been done before cannot be turned back. And like the tide of the sea, the approach of death is hard to stem. Bound by the fetters of the fruits of good and bad, like a cripple, without freedom, like a man in prison, beset by many fears, like one standing before Yama, the judge of the dead, intoxicated by the wine of illusion, like one intoxicated by wine, rushing about like one possessed by a wicked spirit, bitten by the world like one bitten by a great serpent, darkened by passion like the night, illusory like magic, false like a dream, pitiless like the inside of a reed, changing its dress for a moment like an actor, fair in appearance like a painted wall, thus they call him, and therefore it is said, sound, touch, and other things are like nothings. If the elemental self stays attached to them, it will not remember the highest place. This is indeed the remedy for the elemental self: acquirement of the knowledge of the Veda, performance of one's own duty, therefore, conformity on the part of each man to the order to which he happens to belong. This is indeed the rule for one's own duty. Other performances are like the mere branches of a stem. Through it, one obtains the highest above, otherwise one falls downward. Thus is one's own duty declared, which is to be found in the Vedas. No one belongs truly to an order who transgresses his own law. And if people say that a man does not belong to any of the orders and that he is an ascetic, this is wrong. Though, on the other hand, no one who is not an ascetic brings his sacrificial works to perfection or obtains knowledge of the highest supreme self. For thus it is said, by asceticism and penance, goodness is obtained. From goodness comes understanding. From understanding, one reaches the supreme self. And he who has reached that, he does not return. Brahman is. So said one who knew the science of Brahman. And penance is the door to Brahman. Thus said one who by penance had cast off all sin. The syllable Om is the manifest greatness of Brahman. Thus said one who, well grounded in Brahman, always meditates on it. Therefore, by knowledge, by penance, and by meditation, is Brahman gained. Thus one goes beyond Brahman, Hiranyagarbha, and to a point higher than the divinities. Nay, he who knows this and worships Brahman by these three, by knowledge, penance, and meditation, obtains bliss, imperishable, infinite, and unchangeable. Then freed from these things, the senses of the body and so on, by which he was filled and overcome, a mere charioteer, he obtains union with the Supreme Self. The Valakilyas said, "O saint, thou art the teacher, thou art the teacher. What thou hast said has been properly laid up in our mind. Now answer us a further question. Fire, air, sun, time, breath of life, food, Brahma, Rudra, Vishnu. Some meditate on one, some on another. Say which of these is the best for us?" He said to them, "These are but the exalted manifestations, forms of the highest, the immortal, the incorporeal Brahman. He who is devoted to any one of them rejoices here in this world only his presence. Thus he said, Brahman indeed is all this. And a man may meditate on or worship or discard even those which only are its primary forms. With these deities, he proceeds to higher and higher worlds. And when all forms perish, he becomes one with the person, yes, with the person.